Test 2. Telc B2. Listening Part 1. You will hear 5 news items. You will hear each item only once. Decide which headline, A to F, goes with each news item. Mark your answers on the answer sheet. Now, you will have 45 seconds to read the headlines. And now, let's go over to Sarah Marley for today's top news stories. Number 41.
The well-known Sawtooth Mountain Range in central Idaho, part of the Sawtooth National Recreation Area, was hit by a 6.5 magnitude earthquake last night, which was the second strongest one the state had ever experienced. It occurred less than 20 miles northwest of the small popular town Stanley. Local residents reported that the shaking lasted 10 seconds and was felt over a large area. So far, no injuries and only minor damage to windows and pictures falling off the walls have been reported. The unexpected situation gave rise to fears that the Yellowstone supervolcano might erupt in the near future. As a response to increasing anxiety, it has been confirmed by scientists that last night's earthquake will not have an effect on the volcanoes of the area. According to the experts, Yellowstone is too far from the source of the earthquakes to be affected.
Number 42.
Due to a gas explosion, more than 10 families had to be removed from their homes in South Liverpool this morning. According to the gas board officials, the explosion, which occurred at around 10 a.m., was caused by leaking natural gas in an empty detached house in St. Patrick Street. The 50-year-old house collapsed suddenly, slightly injuring 2 women passing on the street and a man working in a nearby garden. Luckily, the building was empty, since its owners had gone on holiday and were planning to return at the weekend. The whole area will be blocked by the local police until officials have completed the investigation. They suspect that a natural gas pipe had cracked due to vibrations from roadworks nearby. Until police give the green light, the evacuated families, including 2 couples with newborn babies, will be forced to stay elsewhere.
Number 43.
A Welsh man suspected of stealing a famous painting from the Southampton Art Gallery last spring was caught by the police between 10 and 11 last night. The suspect was arrested in a nightclub where the barman had called the police after he recognized the 35-year-old. He had seen the man's photo on the local police website in connection with this theft. The painting, On the Way Home, by Jacques Sarasis, worth about £1 million, was stolen from the gallery last April, and despite thorough police investigations, it has not been found yet. The suspect had been sentenced to 10 years in prison for his involvement in another museum robbery. After his release in March, he failed to turn up for his court-ordered community service hours. Police had been looking for the suspect since the theft and hoped that questioning him will lead them to recover the masterpiece soon.
Number 44.
Thomas Meadows, an 88-year-old car enthusiast, left his family home on Friday morning and has not returned yet. He was last seen walking through the Sussley Gardens neighborhood at about 9:30 a.m., dressed in a blue sweater and black trousers. He was apparently on his way to the local car dealership to look at the latest models. When he didn't return home for lunch, his anxious family contacted the dealership, but no one there remembered having seen him. Fearing Meadows had got lost, as had happened before, his family reported him missing. Shortly after, a disoriented man matching the description was spotted in the nearby nature reserve by a group of birdwatchers. A search team was immediately sent out to comb through the area, but despite their best efforts, Meadows is still missing. Anyone seeing him should contact the local authorities.
Number 45.
Firefighters rescued a trapped young swallow from a 50-meter deep dry well at a ruined castle in a park in southern Scotland yesterday evening. A family visiting the ruins had heard the distressed squeak from the well and alerted the police immediately. After a probe had been lowered into the well, which indicated that there was a little air inside, two firefighters climbed down using a rope and a ladder and found the bird, which had an injured right wing. The two men managed to get the frightened swallow into a cage and then pull it up out of the well. Two experts of the local bird sanctuary were involved in the successful rescue. According to the ornithologists, the young bird might have been learning to fly when it got injured. The young swallow is now safe and recovering at the bird sanctuary.
And that was the news for this evening. Now, you will have half a minute to check your answers. End of Listening Comprehension, Part 1.